Hey everybody, it is the 4th of November, and we are talking about certain things or certain people that we are needing to give thanks for and give thanks to this holiday season. And today I want to talk to you about the church, giving God thanks for the church. That's capital C church, the church. The big picture church, and it's also lowercase c church, our local church Celebration, or your home church if you don't belong to Celebration Community Church. I love what Colossians 3:16 says. It says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." I think that's a beautiful verse, that the word of Christ is to dwell in us richly. And I think part of how God has designed that to happen is through the local church. Now, maybe you're someone, or maybe you have a loved one or friend who just has gotten out of the habit. I want to encourage you today, if there's somebody from church you haven't seen for a while, that you would call a friend, I want to encourage you to reach out to them today and just to say, "Hey, no guilt intended, but I miss seeing you at church. We'd love to have you back." The church family is a special organism. It's a living organism. And as I say so often, God created us for relationships. And as I talked yesterday, family is important. And church family is so important. It is so important that we have people that we can connect to. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, this is one of the big benefits of church. It says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." Church is a place that we can encourage each other. Sometimes I'm encouraged just by seeing people at church. Even if I don't get the opportunity to talk to them, seeing people sing, seeing people interact with others, seeing people sitting as I am preaching. Church family is a gift. I hope that you are plugged in to church. I hope that you are serving in your church. I hope that you are giving to the mission of your church. God has created this wonderful organism that is to be thriving and growing, and people are to be encouraging and supporting one another. I hope that church has been that for you. I hope that doing Pray Today is a way that you can feel connected, not just with your pastor, but with the people of your church, knowing that hundreds of other people today are listening to this and giving thanks to God for their church. Let's pray and give thanks to God for what He's done here at Celebration or in your home church. Lord, thank you so much for the way that you have brought your people together, Lord, to celebrate together, to sing together, to pray together, to mourn together. All of the things that you have designed church to be, Lord, we desire to take part in. Father, to take communion together, recognizing the body that was broken, the blood that was spilled out for us so that we could be forgiven of every sin and so that we could have eternal life with you, Lord. Thank you for my church family. Thank you for the people who serve so well. Thank you for the people who pray for me each day. Thank you for the people who pray for each other each day, who support one another, to reach out when we're hurting, Father. what a gift you have given us, and what great things you've done through celebration, not because of me, but in spite of me, not because of the staff, but in spite of the staff. Lord, you have done a great thing and you continue to. Lord, I pray for those maybe listening to this who need to connect at a deeper level with their church family in study, in fellowship, in prayer, in just being together inside and outside of the church family, the church building. Lord, thank you that you have provided a church where we can worship and we can focus on truth and we can focus on your love and your goodness. I praise you for this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.